a story about sausages. This weekend, we was in the Lake District, and on Saturday morning, we done a full English fry up. Loads of bacon, loads of sausages, tomatoes, beans, the whole works, right? And at the end, there was a few sausages left. I took one, someone else took one. And in the end, there was one sausage. So there was one lonely sausage sitting there in the tray. And someone come over, looked at the sausage, and went, "It's the last sausage. I'm not going to eat it." And I said, "You're only not eating that sausage because you fear judgment from others. Just want you to think about that. Are you not eating that sausage because you fear judgment from others? If there was no judgment, she would have ate that last sausage." Oh, I'm outing them. I'm outing them. He or she would have eaten that last sausage. But we don't, do we? We don't take the last one. Like, oh, it's the last one. Everyone's going to think I'm greedy. Everyone's going to think I'm this. I mean, I was full, right? And I would 100% taken the last sausage. And I go, it's just the worrying about others. Anyone else want it? Anyone else want the sausage? Anyone want this sausage? And it just got left there in the end. And then someone over, oh, there's a sausage left. And ate it. They didn't care. They didn't care. No one cared. But it's just something to consider. Even simple things like that. The fear of judgment is massive. The fear of judgment destroys you. The fear of getting stuck in the good opinion of other people. Like we call goop. The goop. And people get stuck in the goop. Good opinion of other people. Most people fear opinions so much of others that they don't get started doing their business. They don't get started doing anything. They worry so much about what everyone else thinks. And it's one of the biggest regrets of a dying. One of the biggest regrets of a dying is, I didn't do what I wanted to do because I was worried about others. And I had this really good conversation the other day. And it was about the inner circle. So I have the inner circle. We have 15, 16 pros, and I love it. I love it because I can be myself. We can have banter. You can get support of others. You can get opinions of others, like good opinions, like experiences, is what I mean. You're held more accountable, and it's so good. And the other day I asked a question. I was like, when you found out it was a group program, did you think, oh, I don't want to do a group program. I want to do one-on-one. Because that's what most people do, right? They come to me like, group program? It's group? I want to do one-on-one. I'm like, well, it's a hybrid because you still get one-on-one with me. You call me. We have a one-on-one every month. But we do Zooms in a group setting, right? And we have a WhatsApp group. And when these players found out it was a group, they were like, oh, I don't know. Like, everyone's going to judge me, right? I had that conversation the other day. They said, I thought everyone was going to judge me. And then I was like, actually, it was you judging everyone else. It wasn't you judging them, or them judging you, I mean. It was you judging them. And I got some feedback from the inner circle. And I asked in the group, I was like, did you worry about it being a group program? And most said they did, because of that judgment. But now they love it more than the one-on-one, because you have like-minded people in a group. Like, peer group's so important. That's one of the points of this little podcast. What's your peer group like? Who can you go to be honest, open and vulnerable, where people aren't going to judge you and they're just going to support you? In football, that's so rare. You don't have that because it's alpha males, dog eat dog. If you say something that you're struggling with, etc., people are going to shoot you down. Why? Because it makes them feel good about themselves. You're not going to get that in football. You're not going to get that in football. And it makes me proud that I've done something like that in football, where I can be myself too. I talk about my struggles, my worries, because then it helps other people. It's a safe space to share what you're worried about, to do what you need to do. And I think it's so important, so, so important, because most people are the lone wolf. Most players are the lone wolf, and they really, really struggle. They really struggle with judgment from others. And it's actually your thoughts about others. It's you who's the judger. So I did talk about the last sausage. And the whole point of that was, it was the fear of judgment. If there was no judgment there, would they have taken it? Of course they would, 100%. It was the fear of judgment that stopped them taking the last sausage. The fear of the good opinion of other people. And I always say, if you get caught in goop, the good opinion of other people, think about it, you're going to get stuck. Do what you need to do. Go and do what you do. Stop worrying about what everyone else thinks. Because it's just going to get you caught up. And you'll get stuck in the goop. If you like this podcast, do me a favour, share it with your friends. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. I'd love you to go to that. You can book in for a clarity call, a strategy call, whatever you want to call it with me, and you can get the masterclass on the 3 secrets on how to change your game and have your best season ever, which you can watch now to get the best out of the last bit of the season. Or if you're behind, ahead, it could be you're in pre-season and you need to go and watch that for next season. I'll see you on the next episode.